Three in one, the Trinity. Not an easy concept or belief to preach on, right? Or to believe, or to understand, especially. As Genevieve and I were traveling home from Texas following our granddaughter's wedding, and then a few days on South Padre Island, we were driving back on I-40, and we were not too far from home, from Albuquerque. And there was this huge billboard, and this is what the billboard said, okay? Are you an idolater? You know, we're driving along and going at a pretty good speed, so I just caught it, you know. And, but then it finished and it went on by saying, there is not any three in one. God is one. Right? So I thought to myself, I've never seen a sign or billboard like this. You know, that was huge. Right? Now, who possibly could have put that kind of a billboard up? Then I thought, well, perhaps, you know, it's Jehovah's Witnesses, right? And of course, and they have a good thought there. There's only one God. We believe that, right? I think perhaps they do not understand, as we do not fully understand either, the Trinity, right? That there is one God, but there's three. Our belief in the Trinity, God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is an important part of our Christian faith and theology. Even though the word Trinity itself, you know, is not in the Bible. Even though that's the case, we do see God in three different perspectives coming to us. And how are we going to understand this? God shows himself to us in three distinct ways. The first thing we need to realize as we're discussing the Trinity is that it is a mystery. It's a miracle. And we cannot fully understand it. Okay. Well, there was this guy on the internet when I was searching the word Trinity. And I looked and he said, the Trinity is not that difficult to understand. He said, I can tell you what the Trinity is very easily. Right? I thought, oh boy, I'm gonna. So I scroll down. He said, all you have to do is buy my book. Well, I didn't. I was curious what he said in the book, but I'm not going to buy it. I'm pretty convinced. You know, we cannot fully understand the Trinity. Right? It is a mystery. It is a miracle. In order to understand this, that we can't really understand it, the Trinity fully, consider these things that we've been reading in these passages. Jesus said on the one hand, I and the Father are one. But he also said, I go to the Father. And Jesus said, even as the Father has sent me, so I send you. And then Jesus said, I will send a counselor, an advocate to you, who will bear witness to me. But he will not come unless I go. Okay. Another place, John said, or Jesus said, for as the Father has life in himself, so also he has granted the Son to have life in himself. And then in verse 28, the last verse that we read, Jesus said, the Father is greater than I. What are we to make of all this? And then, of course, we know on the cross, Jesus said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? Right? How can we understand the Trinity? Only God knows and understands the Trinity. But we believe God shows himself to us. So, as a simple example, not explaining the Trinity, not explaining all the workings of the Trinity, I do offer just a simple example to help us to kind of understand, all right? You remember the Persona shaving blades? I don't know, do they still have them? The Persona shaving blade? That was a few years ago, I guess. But, you know, the persona, you shave your face. And that's the word of that meaning. Persona in the Latin, it's prosopon, prosopon in Greek. And it means face or mask. All right? If we go back to the Greek theater, okay, which was active in those days of Jesus, we see that one actor could come out on the stage, you know, and three different times with three different masks. They'd have the mask and a stick that they'd hold a mask on, you know. And one scene, maybe that actor would play the father. And the next scene, maybe that actor would play the son. And who knows, you know, another scene, maybe a spirit. Helps us to understand God, the one actor, and show himself to us in three distinct ways. We know that actor in a Greek play, that actor couldn't come out as all three of them at the same time. So it doesn't explain fully the Trinity, does it? As I was thinking about this, and God being the actor, that really God is the great actor, the greatest actor in all of world history, in all of the universe, in God's act of creation, in God's act of gathering together a people and working with that people to prepare the world for the coming of his Son. The act of salvation, the act of forgiveness, the act of resurrection. God is the great actor. Last Sunday, of course, we focused on the Spirit of God. Christmas, we focus on the incarnation when God's Son comes into the world. But this is Father's Day, so we're going to focus on the Father. Certainly, you know, those people who have had abusive fathers may have a very difficult time understanding God as Father. Someone who, if their father has been someone who was abusive, controlling, unforgiving, you know, to see God as Father, have a difficult time with that. Unless they see it as just the opposite of what my father was. God is. So we come to know God's love for us, and that love comes to us and is really beyond measure. And it comes to us in so many ways, in all these ways of forgiveness and freeing us. You know, I think of the parable of the prodigal son, which really ought to be called parable of the forgiving father. And all the wonderful things that we learn about God through that parable, you know, freeing the Son, and then forgiving the Son, and then giving affirmation to his Son when the Son returns. As in the parable, when the voice came from heaven at the time of Jesus' baptism, when the Spirit descended from heaven like a dove, and a voice from heaven came and said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And so really, here it's like we see the Trinity. Never says the Trinity, right? But the Spirit comes down as a dove. The voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son." I wonder if you've ever wondered why Jesus said, when he taught his disciples to pray, "When you pray, pray saying, Our Father who art in heaven." Right? It's true in a patriarchal society of that day. You know, he wouldn't say, "Our mother was in heaven," right? That wouldn't go over too well. A lot of Christians today even have trouble alluding to God in the female. But we do in the Old Testament, it does mention that God is like that hen, you know, that puts its wings around the chicks to protect them. Why not? Well, my take on this is this. It has to do with pronouns, personal pronouns. Right? What would it be like if we just thought of God as the it in heaven? No? But how do we come to know what God is like? You know, when we say, you know, our Father in heaven. Right? He. It's a personal pronoun. And that's what God wants us to know about him. And he wants to be personable with us. And he wants us to understand him with all of his loving characteristics. And so on this Father's Day, you know, I would say, let's try to do that, fathers, mothers, uncles, aunts, children's, you know, whoever we come into contact with, whoever is in our sphere of influence, let us try to put on the love of God by being forgiving, right? By being freeing with people, not trying to control them, but loving them, accepting them, affirming them. Amen.